The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvests to send out laborers for his harvests. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, they welcome you. Eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter, they do not receive you. Go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet you know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned rejoicing and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. I feel nervous all of a sudden because he said I'm on TV. The gospel for today is about discipleship. But what struck me with this particular gospel is Jesus selected 72 others besides the apostles and sent them in pairs, two by twos. I was thinking and reflecting about this gospel. Let me see. In the Old Testament, Yahweh sent Adam another person, Eve, Moses, and Aaron. And in the New Testament, Saint Paul and Barnabas. Jesus' time, the 12 apostles. But more so, every time Jesus will do something big, he goes up to the mountain and pray. Not with the 12, but only the selected few. One or two people is enough. And think about this. Why is Jesus teaching his disciples about discipleship? No sack, no money. Who will do that? If you go for a trip, there's no luggage? Seriously? No. But what is God trying to teach us? It's full trust with God. You need material things or stuff, but He is more, or God is more, into relationship with one another. Jesus wanted to be here with us for a reason, into relationship. Look at this. your household, your husband, your wife, and then you have siblings, your mom and your dad. In the classroom, the same thing. Teacher, student, sports, coaches, players. My background is high school education. I came from Crespi Carmelite High School in Encino, the other side of the valley. As a teacher, I always give a homework. I taught Old Testament and New Testament to freshman, sophomore students. Every time I give a homework, do this, kids, A, B, C, D, and the next day, they will turn in a different page. I know, parents, you can relate to this. And also, as husbands and wives, you ask your wife or your husband, go buy me some milk, and he will come back with a bunch of eggs. I know what you're talking. You can relate to this. This is the reason why we are in relationship with one another. Relationships are not perfect. This person next to us is our mirror. This person will always remind us, you don't do this, you don't do that. And you know what? It is okay. And this is what God is telling us with go two by twos or in pairs. We have to be in relationship with one another so that our faith will be fully alive. Because faith becomes stagnant. Without challenges, without joys, our faith becomes flat. But because of one another, the person sitting next to you will be a reminder that he or she is Christ. Makes our faith alive. And now, one of the reasons why it's difficult, our relationship with one another, because when we talk, we only hearing sounds. But with Jesus, it's different. This is the reason why he was giving instructions of how discipleship should be. Because Jesus is teaching his disciples to listen. Hearing and listening is different. When you hear, you only hear sounds. But listening involves learning. The disciples needs to learn what are the ways of Christ. And for us today, Christians of the 21st century, my prayer and our prayer with one another, we learn to listen so that we may learn from what we are hearing. Listening is very important. It's a skill. How can we apply that in our life, in our personal life? When we pray, how do we pray? God, I want this. Can you give me this? But in listening, maybe we can try this week. God, what do you want from me? It's different. God, what do you want from me? So that our faith will be enriched. And our second reading talks about rejoicing. We are people of faith, happy people, and share that happiness and joy to other people, especially for those people who are not experiencing the light of Christ. We are here together as one family. We may learn not just to hear, but to listen. And as we celebrate July 4th, we may learn to listen to one another for our country, that we may do great, not just for ourselves, but for one another, to do just and to do good work for others. Thank you.